On today's show, the boys are back in town. Everybody is in business, sans Matty Potts. But we got a big one for you today because I got the number and the email of a lady on the plane. I'm not going to talk about the lady. I want to go into how to talk to somebody on a plane. Because that is something that can really turn extremely bad. It could have. It didn't. I got a pillow I want to talk about. I got scooters that I have to talk about. These Lime scooters that are all over the cities. We've got to get into this because I think they're going to ruin one wheels. And I'm telling you right now, they're still amazing. Tips for tipping the birds and the bees. This is going to be a fun one. We miss you, Matty Potts. But you know what? He's fine. He's strapping it on from TTR Studios.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, that's right. Best damn podcast in the world that isn't a podcast. Giddy up! So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Thank you for joining me on another Friday morning, 10 a.m. all over the East Coast and super early everywhere else. What's up, Belly? How we doing, bud?
I'm good, and I have to ask you, you've met a woman now on a train and now a plane. What's next?
Automobiles. Let's go. I can't wait. Braxton Blue is in the house. He is now going by Slutty Boy 5.
That's me. How we doing?
What's up, dude? That is going to be a story for another day. Maybe we'll have him do a free at the end of this, but Matty Potts is no longer with us today. He is with us.
Like,
Jesus,
wow.
That sounds like he died. Matty Potts is fine. He's working a catering job for Marinate. I got people hitting me up left and right that they can't wait to get to Marinate once they get out to LA. I actually had the Hot Mess Wrap last week. It is phenomenal. It's got Cheetos in it. And you know what the best thing about this, before we even get into the show, Belly? There's no lettuce anywhere in these wraps.
There's no lettuce.
It's amazing.
No lettuce.
It comes with veggie crack.
Veggie crack is delicious.
It's so bomb. It's like
so many good veggies.
Do you remember what it is?
It's like snap peas and broccoli and
asparagus, and then like all kinds of good sauce. And it's just so good. You can eat it on
the hot mess wrap. Has the most satisfying crunch.
Oh, dude, when you have Cheetos on anything, it's like putting sandwiches, chips on a sandwich. So welcome to the show, everybody. Missed you guys on Wednesday. Thank you for hanging out on Tuesday with Belly here, holding it down in Studio A. I was out in Studio B, and now we are all here. Braxton Blue, what the hell is Slutty Boy, Slutty Boy 5?
That's my new alter ego.
Where did that come from?
That's my rap name. Well, me and my associates were indulging in some extracurricular activities yesterday.
Okay.
And we just, you know, happened to stumble across this name,
one
Slutty
thing led
Boy
to
5.
Another.
And then all of a sudden, that's all I get is Slutty Boy 5.
And Slutty 5 was born. Slutty Boy 5 was born.
So, listen, I had a rap name. It was Looch Dog. Actually, no, my rap name was Flipmunk.
Flipmunk?
Yeah, Flipmunk. Because I wanted it to be like Flipmunk. The Chipmunk, but Flipmunk.
Isn't that, you use that somewhere.
But that's where it started. You don't realize that it started because it was already something as my rap name.
Yeah. So, but what kind of rap name is like...
Flipmunk, dude. Flip you want to hear some Flipmunk rap?
No.
Yes, you do.
I do.
All right. You got it. I will outro you with some Flipmunk rap. You will hear your boy. Well, we'll just do it right now. Do you guys have
all
any?
All I think is Chipmunk.
Yeah, it's the point. It's amazing. Because so I'm this little guy rapping out like.
That's dope, dude.
No. You don't. I really hope you don't have Flipmunk rap just.
No, I do. It's all over the internet. I'll play it for you as soon as my internet comes back. So you guys just enjoy. It's all over the internet. It's fine. You can just find it. Flipmunk, one word. Flipmunk.
So is this Flipmunk the one that teaches you to spit game to ladies on planes?
Dude, I nailed it. Belly, I killed this. It was amazing.
So you live the dream where you see a very cute girl getting on a plane and you're hoping, please God, sit in my row so we can chat this 5-hour flight.
On the way out. And on the way back. Both ways. Boom.
That's a win.
And I had
that's a touchdown.
We need not the same girl. A touchdown. Yeah, we'll just do our own sounds today. No, it was amazing because just happened twice. Did you actually name this show SB5, you a-hole?
Yes.
stands for Slutty Boy 5, so you can tell who named today's show. Nicely done, Brax.
Smack it in there. Slutty Boy 5 only comes out once in a blue moon. It's not every day.
Jesus Christ. I wonder if I type in... Oh, Jesus. All right, you guys want to hear something terrible? Here's me rapping. Actually, you know what you guys need? You need something better. Belly, while I'm pulling this up, have you ever gotten somebody's number on a plane?
No, I have not.
Never?
Never someone's number on a plane.
Wait, I have a good one.
But I've never really felt like I had the opportunity to attempt to try and get someone's number on a plane. Because I've never had the opportunity to sit in it. I've heard this one.
This is, yeah, well, we're going to actually show you what I'm talking about. Because I feel like I have a little bit of skill, but I have to change it real quick. So I took the choruses from this song and then turned it into me rapping it. So this is probably going to get me in some trouble if I don't do this soon.
Here right. I was going to say.
I can't tell you what it really is.
This is me.
I can
only and all
tell
the music
you what
is me.
It feels like. Right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can't fight as long as
are you singing the same words?
Same like words. You have no idea how long it took me to do this, so I didn't sound like a little tiny white boy. I still kind of do.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, this isn't bad.
It's not bad.
Hold on. Just give it a second. Hold on.
Where you going? I'm leaving you, bitch. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, because when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with a win in this bag. She's always lame. When it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on her. I never stood. I guess I don't know my own strength. Just gonna
stand. So that's your boy Flipmunk. Thank you very much.
That was not. That
go
was
off.
Actually. That was actually.
No, I was just going off. I'm like, you're muted. You're muted. He's like, I don't care.
May I ask you a question? When you did this, was your hair bleach blonde?
No. It was still bald. I wish I had hair to dye. But you have no idea how hard it is to not sound like your own voice. I mean, I show that to people and they have no idea it's me.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, just listening to it.
I could see that.
I mean, if I just drop it in like the middle of a verse, if I don't tell you this is me.
It's the rage that took over and controls you both. So they say it's best to go
it doesn't
your separate
sound
way.
Like
yesterday
you
don't know you, because today that was yesterday.
Ooh, two voices? Who's that other guy in the studio?
It's me again.
So yeah, we had some fun with this. You're mad because what? I didn't do original, so it's not good enough?
So it's if you just... Basically, you just read words. You were singing karaoke.
Do you have any idea how hard?
Okay,
buddy. Okay, buddy.
Pace.
Brax, we are going to go out to this segment to him rapping the words in front of him.
I'm not going to.
I'm going to give you Love the Way You Lie, and you're going to rap the words and have it to be read right in front of you, and I'm going to show you how hard it is.
I don't want to read them right in front of me because those aren't my own words.
How about if I give you a Flipmunk
rap? That's another white boy's rap.
How about a Flipmunk?
Eminem is his name.
Flipmunk OG song?
Greatest of all time.
This is an OG written. I will give you 30 seconds. This is mine. Everything's
I appreciate
mine.
OG written.
OG written. This is written by your boy, Flipmunk. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Hey, this is terrible.
So where should I start this time for this rhyme? I gotta think about it line by line. When I try to make sense of it all in my mind, I jumble up and stumble over every word. It's a sign. It's a mess when I look all around. I see stress in all the faces that I used to know best. Now they're old and now they're cold, just like a stranger. All I see is anger. I don't know if I should stay or leave and do them a favor. Man, how'd it end up like this? It used to be so legit. Back
what do you mean it's not rap music? You're live. You talk to the people right now. You're damn right that's rap music.
You are rapping, but let me tell you how often I've heard it to a... like angelic piano sound.
That's why I was trying to
first
do something
time.
New, dude. Yep. Piano rap.
Piano rap.
I created a new genre.
It was
that's
like
all.
Elton John, Elton DJ John.
Elton that's Slutty Boy 5. It's actually Slutty Boy 4. That was the original. So welcome to the show.
The original.
Yes.
The original was
all that we
Lord
talked
four.
About at the beginning of the show was not in the on today show.
No,
at all.
But I knew
surprise.
That was gonna be fun because I missed everybody and we love having fun with you guys. It's the whole point of the show.
That's right.
And actually, there is one thing that I would like to say on a serious tone, if I can, and then we'll move on to super funny.
Okay,
and
sure.
Just fun. I met a listener in LA the other week, last week, who was very, very opinionated about us. And they made a point that made me realize something that maybe we need to be careful about how we talk about some things. I don't want to be censored because obviously we're on the internet. And I think this is a time where you need people to have conversations that are a little bit tough. right? Because otherwise we're going to stop hearing real conversations pretty soon.
Absolutely.
I had a listener tell me, and it was a woman, you know, you guys say all the time that you're not going to go, you're not a political show. You're not a political show. And the only thing that I want to say here is that she made a really good point that, boy, isn't that nice to not have to have that choice. Wouldn't that be nice for somebody to have that choice? Because a lot of people who are disenfranchised don't get to have that choice. And that's what I don't think you realize as a show of three white guys, is that some people don't get to just put their heads in the sand and just say, la-da-da, I don't want to do politics. Because, you know, quite frankly, if you're a black femme, you need to stand up for yourself and your people every single day. And you don't have the choice of just kind of taking it and saying, you know what, we're going to do a show that isn't about this. And I was like, okay, well, that's a really good point. My counter to that, and this is where I would like to ask Belly, is what I said was, okay, that's fair, but does that also mean that white people, like white men now can't do a show that isn't political? Like, does it have to be political nowadays? Like, do you have to have it in there? And her response was, well, no, but it's kind of tough to hear you guys say, like, you know, you're not a political show, and then you'll go on, you know, Potts will go on a rant about 10 minutes about how your diet is shit and it's all about economic placement and culture, and that's political.
It is political in its core, but it, in the same sense, how we're discussing it is more opinion based.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to just touch on, is that we're not, I don't, the reason we don't touch political stuff is because that's not our strong point, and that stuff is so important that I don't want to say something wrong and come across sound stupid. Like, I wouldn't talk about, I mean, we don't talk about like technology as far as like science and stuff.
We don't talk about the national debt and military spending.
No, finances. Thank you. Very good. Yeah, there's those things are not our wheelhouse, so we don't try to do something that's outside of our league. And that's the reason we stay away from it. It's not because we're afraid of it.
It's not that we don't understand it either.
No,
it's,
I mean, I don't feel like I'm qualified to talk about that and be somebody that, look, you guys set your alarms to come on and see what we have to say about things. At least I would like to at least talk about things I know something about and not you know, not really just rail off on something that's an opinion, but might necessarily be fact-based. I don't think that's right. I think we have a responsibility with these microphones.
Sure, absolutely. We need to be ever mindful of what we're saying and how we're approaching a topic. Absolutely.
So that's Belly, that's where it comes from, right? We're not trying to ignore politics. It's just that that's not our wheelhouse, and we don't want to claim that it is. We want to make you
and
laugh.
If we are having a discussion that has some political polarization, it is mostly out of the from it. In a sense.
Perfect, Belly. And honestly, there's no way we're going to learn if we can't have a real discussion in front of the social media lounge without everybody trying to, you know, bite each other's heads off. But when she said that, it really did make me realize, like, okay, that is a good point. Like, we have, not everybody has the choice to just say, okay, it's not political. But then again, I don't want to make a show that, like, not everybody has to be political. And that's what I was trying to argue.
I come here for the stories of when you're getting phone numbers on planes.
So listen, man, she, like, you're watching, you're in the aisle, you're in the middle seat. Mm-hmm. And you're watching all these people come towards you. And it's the back half of the plane now.
Yep.
Now you're looking, Brax, Belly, you're hoping either it's a hot chick or nobody.
Empty middle seat.
Empty. Oh, I'm in the middle seat. So I'm hoping anything next to me is empty. Whether it's going to be the aisle or the window, I'm going to move over and we're going to be great.
Yep.
So she walks up and she says, and it's just this, you know, smoking hot blonde, very, very, I actually thought it was the girl from Knocked Up. Cat Heidel? Something Heidel? You know, the main character in Knocked Up.
You got it.
Right?
I think that's exactly what it is. Catherine Heidel.
Catherine Heidel. I think so. Anyway. So that's it. That'll kind of give you a look. But yeah, oh my God. I was just like, oh man, she's really pretty. And she's just like, hey, I'm right next to you. And I said, oh, okay. She sat down. Now, what's funny about this is that I wanted to bring this to you before I go any further. How do you approach this? Because the way that you
talk, they're trapped.
We're all trapped. It's 5 hours of captivity.
But as a woman, it's got to be intimidating in a sense of, like, especially if you give off the wrong vibe right away. Like, if you're a creep, could you imagine the poor woman now has to sit next to someone that's creeped her out for 5 hours?
Bummer for her.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I can tell you how that feels too, because when I went to do Potts's baby shower, it was my first, like, gig out there, and there's a lot.
Not saying you're a creepy guy, by the way.
No, I know.
Situation, like, when you're trapped on a plane,
you could easily come across,
like,
as creepy.
Sitting next to the farter.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Now you're trapped.
If this guy comes across as creepy, we're all fucked. Yeah. So I was at this baby shower, and there was this guy who's very clearly homosexual, and good for him. He was having a blast with the other guys that he was there with. But once there was some alcohol involved, boy, this guy just couldn't stop hitting on me. And it sounds like the guy at the bar that was calling Belly Daddy the whole time. You know, it's flattering, but I don't need every 30 seconds. So, you're just so scrumptious. Like, are you sure you're not into men? And it's like, no. But that's really...
No, you're not sure.
No. It's like, no, thanks, dude. But hey, listen, that's cool. Appreciate the compliment. That's how I kept saying it, because I do appreciate the compliment. That's nice.
Absolutely.
I don't mind you hitting him on me. That's fine. But then every 30 seconds, every time I went to do something, it was like I put a quarter in a goddamn video game, and all of a sudden pops up this little gay dude who's hitting on me and like trying to play with my joystick in a way that I didn't sign up for when I put the quarter in. You know what I mean? It's like every time I turn around, it's like, hey, 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 scrumptious, hey. And I was just like, dude, enough. At one point, now I think I know what women feel like when somebody's hitting on you all the time and you just don't want them to be hitting on you, whether he was a guy or a girl or whatever. I was just like, no, I get it now. I'm just trying to live my life right now. I'm working. Can you leave me alone? If this was a girl, I would have said the same thing. It was just the way that they were hitting on me.
Yeah, right.
I would have, Brax. I'm telling you, there's a way to hit on somebody and there's a way not to.
There's a way. And like, you can't be like, when I'm working behind the bar, like you can't be shouting at me, like trying to get my attention when I'm working. If I'm
guy,
by
girl,
myself,
gay,
I'm busy,
straight, doesn't matter. Like,
depends listen, on what you look I'd be like. Happy to sit no. there and listen to you, and except for one thing.
Respond
I'm
to that.
Work.
He said it depends on what you look like. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't. If I'm busy at work, I've got shit to do.
Smoking Hot 10 comes up and she says,
in fact,
hey!
It might work out better for me if I completely ignore the Smoking Hot 10.
Are you kidding me? Dude, she just comes up. She's like, hey, hi. Hey, what's up? I want to know all about you.
No, different situation. More Smoking like, Hot 10 out of 10 comes up and she's just rude as fuck. And she's just like, hey, gin and tonic. Hey.
Yeah.
Are you giving her a benefit of the doubt? Or are you just treating
I'll
her
get
like,
to you.
Okay, good.
I mean, I'd be like, you're hot, but you're a bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you're not a bartender.
And that's why you're not on the camera right now. Jeez, so no one can catch you and see your face.
SP5.
No one knows who Slutty Boy 5
is. Slutty Boy 5 is a bad man.
So,
bad man.
So all I said was, and then I played it, because look, this is how you do it, okay? And I wasn't doing this in any reason. I just know, because there was already a guy in the aisle seat, and he's funny, man, because this guy's probably 55 or 60, white guy, and he's like, I'm like, as soon as I sat down, I was like, hey man, I've got this new pillow, if you ever need to get out, just, I'm planning on passing the fuck out, just tap me, don't worry about waking me up, okay? And he's like, oh yeah, I do this leg every six weeks, I'm good, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh really, every 6 weeks, huh, what for?
I've got a bag attached to the inner thigh.
Right, he's like, I've already got my catheter in, I'm set, dude. But it's funny because then I'm asking follow-up questions and I realize after about the third follow-up question, he's looking for his headphones to put in. Because he's trying to set the precedent. Hey, buddy, it's very nice talking to you. I'm not going to do this for 5 hours.
Oh, God, I know.
You know what I mean? There are ways to send that signal without saying, yeah, cool, man. All right, cool. See you when we land.
And then just turn away.
And then turning your back. You can't do that. But what you can do is be like, yeah, absolutely, I know. And then just put your headphones on and just see ya. Yep. Like, headphones and earbuds are the universal plane sign for shut the fuck up.
The only thing I want to hear is right here.
So I was like, okay, I got to watch myself because I am somebody who really can wear you out if I'm not conscious of my wearing out. So all I said, she starts like toasting a bagel. It's an everything bagel. And I hadn't eaten yet. It's like 9:30 in the morning.
Whoa.
This is the girl now.
Hold on. Toasting? Rewind. She's toasting.
She's. I'm sorry.
How is she toasting it? What, she got a blowtorch on the plane? She's just got a blowtorch on the plane where she's just like, yeah, so how's your day going? I'm just getting here on the plane today and I want to, you know, how.
She picks up a panel on the floor and like starts roasting it on the engine, the actual engine block, right? And just started using the heat from the wings. No, she was buttering her bagel was toasted. And it smelled so good. I love an everything bagel. It smelled so good.
Yeah.
SP4.
They're delicious.
SP Slutty Boys down. TKO of laughter. I wish he had a camera right now. He's just doubled over cracking up. So I said to her, and I didn't even look at her. So Belly, if you're her, I just said, while maintaining straight ahead, I just leaned sort of to her and said, you know, it's not every day that the person you sit next to actually brings something that smells fantastic on the plane. That's all I said.
Yeah.
That's all I said. And she goes, oh my God, they toasted it. I didn't ask them to toast it. I was thinking that, oh my God, this is going to smell now. Everybody on the plane's going to wear me out. I was freaking out. Thank you so much for saying
that. Wow, that's awesome.
Weird. And you know what I did after that? Hey, yeah, no worries about it. Put my headphones on. I set the precedent. You're safe. I'm not going to wear you out. I promise.
Oh. All right.
Safety. Oh, no. Safety first.
And then
I passed out for 2 hours.
Nice. On that pillow.
Oh, that pillow's
amazing.
I wish
you had the pillow in here.
Brax, go to the internet. Go to the internet. I have to show these people this thing. Guys, if you're on planes at all, it's like having a body pillow that you can snuggle with. And I mean, I actually got sleep. Just go to Google.
Studio mode.
Studio mode. Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, no.
Go to Google. Belly and I will chat this out while you're looking for it. Type in airplane pillow and look for one that's like a triangle that has holes in the side. You guys probably know what I'm talking about, but just while I'm bringing it up, you blow it up in like five breaths. It's got this Do we find it? There you go. It's got this easy, like, it's not like a beach. You guys know how a beach ball has, like, that little nipple that comes out of the beach ball, and you have to blow it up forever. It takes forever. This one's easy. There's no nipple. It's, like, flat and flush. You just blow, like, five times. Look at this. Brax is perfect. Good job. That's actually the one that I have. It's that color and everything. You can put, so, you put your tray table down, and you face it just like that, so that your head goes in that front face. So your face is like you're in that front circle. Your face goes through that front circle, and then your arms can go through those side holes. And you can watch a video inside there with your arms inside. So like your face is in the top thing, looking inside the thing, and inside the pillow. And then you're just like in your own little world. You can use it in four different situations to the point where you're literally like just like you're just crashing, man.
And you got sleep on the plane.
I got
right?
two hours both ways, dude.
2 hours both ways. That means it's worth it.
It turned to four
15,
and a half.
It's $15.99.
It came with a eye.
It's prime for shipping.
It came with an eye patch and earplugs. And I mean, guys, you put some noise canceling headphones on. Like, honestly, it turned a 5 hour flight into one movie. I slept for 2 hours. I watched a movie where we were in our descent. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But can you imagine sitting next to that guy? That's who she's sitting next to. And I'm in the middle too. You got two people who are inconvenienced by this now.
But you're not inconveniencing them because you're not on the armrest because you're leaning forward.
Damn right.
So now they have armrests.
Damn right. That's exactly what I wanted to say. So we'll finish this up and then we'll get into bellies. Oh my God, we've got to get tips for tipping. We've got scooters. We might have to do birds and the bees on Wednesday, but why the hell are we calling sex talk birds and the bees? Birds don't fuck bees. What's that about? We'll get all into this next. Slutty Boy 5 is about to go off. Let's hear a free. What do you got?
Oh, we got a freestyle one time for the rhymes on the track for the freestyle on the LITM. But we do it like we doing it in a bend.
Slutty Boy!
This beat sucks. Give me another one.
Oh, is it the beat? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait, we're doing it again.
Oh, have you called me out? If you call the DJ, now you get roasted. Oh,
yeah, I'm calling the DJ out.
Slutty Boy 5.
Here we go.
Turn me up.
Turn me up in the ears.
Take us out, SB.
Slutty Boy 5 on the track, do it live. I don't care what the beat is, I do it live. We do it five times, no less, no more. Do it when I rhyme on the Cubs in Chicago like we rhyme in on the Jets. But the skins climbing to the top of the conference preseason. But it don't matter because we do it right and we take it. Like Bud Light to the top. Ooh, bang.
Oh. Okay. That was awful. SB5, we love you. Way to go, bro. We'll see you guys in a minute. Looch Talk in the morning.